Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Quickly to Dr. Robert Pinnick, Director of the Institute of Economic Development and Real Estate Research at my alma mater, I'm proud to say UNO. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. How are you? I'm fine.
I am okay. You sound like you're from here, are you?
Well, I grew up in Mobile, but I've been here most of my life. Went to St. Paul's High School and Covington, and then Loyola, and then UNO.
You answered the question about high school, so I know you're a local. Let's talk about real estate and insurance, and, Professor, I started saying, and I was the first guy, I think, I'm not trying to, pat myself on the back or anything, but that the first, in terms of metrics about this insurance thing, the first thing you have to do is depopulate citizens if you're going to have any measure of success at all. Is that inaccurate?
No, that's true. And we seem to be depopulating a lot lately, don't we?
I'm asking, depopulating citizens or the area?
Citizens seem to be leaving the state of Louisiana, as you probably read recently.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Expand on that, please.
Well, they're leaving because of the insurance rates and the cost of interest.
I get it. Yeah. I understand a play on words there. Citizens do seem to be leaving because of the cost of insurance. And I'm talking about depopulating the citizens plan, which by law has to be higher. So before you can really say the insurer of last resort, before you can say that the insurance market is getting better or that more people are coming in to provide insurance or clamoring for your business, and I put that in parentheses, first thing you got to do is get people off the citizen rolls, right?
Right. We got to get the cost for citizens is just too high.
And how is that manifesting itself with homeowners or prospective homeowners?
Well, it's slowing down homeowners, even the young millennials are not buying houses because they can't afford the insurance, regardless of who it's with, and they sure as heck can't afford 7% interest rates at this time, you know.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of what they're doing legislatively, how do you measure progress? And that's why I started with the citizens' insurance rolls and depopulating that, because I think there might be an expectation among the public that somehow we're going to have insurance companies fighting over each other with Commissioner Temple's changes. This is going to be an evolution, not a revolution, right?
Well, they seem to say that, the more companies he can bring in, the better the competition will be and the rates will go down,
But that's not going to happen quickly, is it?
No, the guy we had at our meeting, Ron Henderson, was an attorney from the Department of Insurance. Excuse me. He said 2 to 3 years.
Meanwhile, what does that do to the real estate market? Because interest rates aren't going to come down anytime soon, are they?
No, interest rates, the Fed looks like it's not going to do anything. They promised 3 or 4 reductions this year, but it didn't happen. So inflation is causing is causing a problem for all of us, whether you're buying a house or not. Young couples are having trouble buying houses today, even older couples, believe me.
Go ahead.
If you have a loan, Go ahead.
No, no, I want to hear what you have to say. I'm here every day, Professor.
If you have a loan, you know good and well the lender who is your partner on that house, he wants you to have insurance. And, you know, we're not even talking about flood. That's always been a problem lately. And now the homeowner's costs are real high.
So when it comes to, I guess, the overall housing market, affordability of housing, that puts more pressure on rents, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. Rents have gone up. I have students that are paying a lot of money just to live in New Orleans to go to school, you know?
So what?
The rents are up. The rents are up.
So how does that ultimately play out for the future of the area? Because it's not just Orleans Parish proper. This is the entire southeastern Louisiana area we're talking about, right?
Yeah, the whole, what they call the MSA, is the whole area. North Shore, you know, Lake LaPlace, the whole area, the whole MSA, they call it.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back with Robert Pennick, Director of the Institute of Economic Development and Real Estate Research at my alma mater, UNO. Bad news, inflation insurance hurting the real estate market in Louisiana. Good news, things are still trending in the right direction. Prognosis looking good. We'll talk about the future when we come back. They had a big meeting last week, and that's why we invited the professor on to talk about what happens from here, and is there any relief in sight? I'd like to hear from you all at 504-260-1870 if you have any questions or comments. I know when it comes to inflation, I don't see anything getting better about inflation. I don't really worry about the price of gas because what are you going to do, right? I don't even look at it. You got to get it. Housing insurance is crazy, but you got to pay it, and that means you spend less money on other things. 820 traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Robert Pennick, Director of the Institute of Economic Development and Real Estate Research at my alma mater, UNO. Professor, are some parts of the New Orleans metro area doing better than others than MSA?
Yes, I would say. A lot of the uptown areas, the houses are selling there. More so than some of the cheaper houses.
And I guess that's because the people that buy them have the money and...
Yeah, they have the money, and they don't even need to buy insurance if they don't have to, because they're paying cash for the houses.
Between the interest rates and the insurance crisis, have new, like, first-time homeowners been almost priced out of the market?
It seems that way. You know, a couple of years ago when the rates were down, they were buying houses like crazy, and they were smart to do that at 2% and 3%. But now they just can't afford that monthly note with the insurance and the note and the flood. It's really slowed it down a lot.
You know, one thing that nobody's really talking about is we're at the mercy of God/Mother Nature, whatever your beliefs are here, because if we have an active hurricane season, and it also goes, as you all know, to reinsurance, it could just make everything worse if it's not bad enough already, right? So that's a big factor in this equation that nobody can control. If the worst should happen, I don't know. What could that mean for the real estate market in the area?
Going to be very bad. I mean, the hurricane season starts June 1st and goes through November, and some companies don't even want to write during that time, regardless if there's a storm out there or not. They kind of backed off a little bit, you know?
I got to tell you, Professor, you know, when it comes to, I need windows in my home, and I keep putting it off because I think, well, let me wait till the end of hurricane season, and then hurricane season ends, and then it's the holidays, and I get distracted for whatever reason, then it's close to hurricane season again. Have you noticed ripple effects like that in the economy with hurricanes, where it, because we got pounded by so many so frequently, where people are starting to really factor that into their economic decisions?
Well, yeah, their economic decisions, their vacations, things like that, their improvements on their houses. Maybe they're waiting, like you said, till after the hurricane season to do that because, you know, they're a little bit scared.
Well, because the insurance company is not going to differentiate, right, between new windows or not. They're not.
No. Only the fortified roofs they're pushing now, you know.
When it comes to people in commercial real estate, how's that market doing, and does insurance factor in any of that?
Well, from our meeting, we found out that the commercial business is doing better. They had more activity, more people in restaurants in New Orleans are coming back to work, in the, especially the French Quarter downtown. So it's doing better. Commercial is doing better at this time.
And what about post-pandemic with people working from home? Has that all sorted itself out?
No. I don't think that's gonna be a problem for a while. Some people don't want to go back to work, and that has hurt a little bit the commercial business because people are not leasing the space they used to lease. They just don't need it anymore.
When it comes to occupancy in the city, commercial real estate availability, is it so simple to measure as that, Professor? Like you got X amount of office space and X amount is occupied, which means Y is open?
Right. And it's running about 80-85% occupancy now.
What's normal in good times? Because it's never going to be completely occupied, right?
Right. It'll be about 90.
Okay. Well, all in all, I guess that's not terrible. Any final thoughts, Professor?
Well, we do these seminars twice a year, once in New Orleans and once on the North Shore. And we're having one on May 14th on the North Shore.
All right, sir. How can people find out more about it?
Contact UNO Real Estate Department.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Robert Penick, Director of the Institute of Economic Development and Real Estate Research at my alma mater, UNO, Newell Norman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.